This is a Pinball News production.
Today we'd like to give a little talk. We're going to run a little late, and I know you guys are saying the first thing is, oh, the auction, the auction, the auction. Well, Don, tell them about the auction.
All right. Who has ever been to an auction that started on time? Yeah, okay. How many pinballs do they have to look at? Whoever got a great deal at an auction? Not many hands. Yeah, you. Okay. All right. The title of our talk is We're Only in It for the Money. We're revealing the secret that you all know and the world doesn't, that we're all making millions and millions of dollars buying cheap pinball machines, slapping a couple of coats of wax on them, and selling them to the unsuspecting public.
So what we're going to go through here today is we're going to go through the purchasing, repairing, touching up, and shopping a pinball. Understand that the purpose of this is to resell. And you'll see the pinball that we're doing this in a few minutes. We've got it way in the back. We got to have it hidden because you'll see there's a question about it very soon. So what we're going to do is this is actually Rob Burke's fault, and I'll have Don explain why we say that.
Because Rob comes up to me, and he's either drunk or sleep-deprived, we're not sure, and he puts his arm around me and goes like, you guys are going too high-end with all this clear-coating stuff. He said, what about the regular guy? So I said, okay, pal, we'll do something for the regular guy. So we're going to talk about buying inexpensive pins, putting some work into them, and flipping them to make some money. First step, gather your restoration supplies. And once you get these together, you're all ready to begin.
Okay, so what we're going to do today is the agenda is we're going to show how we purchased the game. We had to locate it, select the game. Don's going to get into heavy duty, the repairing and the shopping, and he's going to do some touch-up of the play field and selling. I hope Phoebe's not here because she's probably going to look at Don's work and kick me. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to have is a little bit different than we've ever done before. We're going to be giving – everybody has a ticket? Okay, if you don't have a ticket, raise your hand. No, you don't get two tickets. I'm sorry. Tom Taylor, only one. If you need a ticket, sir, would get
you. Guy here who needs a ticket, Jim.
What we're going to do
is... The guy up here.
During the presentation, maybe every 5, 10, 15 slides, you will get a question. Rob Burke's going to call the number up here. So Jim Radowitz is going to bring the tub right up to the front here, if he doesn't already have it. And we're going to give it to Rob. We'll call
a
number out.
Tickets up.
We ask you to please stand up, and then you got to answer the question, okay? If you answer the question correctly, you get a candy bar. And I'm not talking about the little guys. We're talking about the big ones. If you answer the question incorrectly, you get a candy bar, the same one, okay? So it's just going to be a little fun.
It's a better deal than the government's giving you.
That's right. So at the end of the presentation, what we're going to do is we have rock and roll questions and pinball questions, your choice, like we usually do. And then if you answer it correctly, you get whatever's up here. If you answer it incorrectly, okay, you get a candy bar.
All right.
So one of the things that you're going to say, well, what about if I win it during the presentation? Can I still win the grand prize? Of course. So what's going to happen is as Rob pulls out the numbers for the presentation, he'll keep that on the side. We'll put them back in the bucket so that you all have a chance to win everything on the table, okay?
Do we need the bucket?
So Rob's got to be pulling tickets in a minute.
Have you got the ticket bucket?
Okay, the ticket bucket was coming forward now.
Our ticket bucket specialist.
Okay, next one, please. Next slide. First of the thing, obviously, is you have to find and select the game. So what happens usually in my case is I get a phone call from an operator. He says, I need you to buy five games. What five games? So these are the five games. He put an offer up to me and said, you have to buy all five. It says one of those deals always. And this is, first question is, what game did we select? Rob, can you pull a number and call it out, please?
785.
Can 785, please? Okay, which game?
Okay.
8-Ball. Okay, and the answer is 8-Ball. Okay, come on up. So the starting point is that we bought the games, all of them. As you know, we also got a couple other games. And at first, you know, it's dark in the old building. You know how that goes. And you throw them on the truck and you bring them home.
Cold.
And then you give them to Don, and the day comes up when Don gets to have the honor of bringing it home. But guess what? Don has to take pictures, doesn't he?
This is a great deal. I'm like, guys, pick that game up. Load it in my truck, would you? Yeah, thanks. I got to take the pictures. I can't help you.
So, okay. Go ahead, Don.
Another thing we had to do, and what made this project very, very annoying, it's fun to restore pinball machines, but it's really not much fun to take before pictures, during pictures, after pictures, and record every dollar that you spend and every hour that you spend as you restore this thing. But we did find some interesting information. Question, did Don continue to use the cost and timesheets for the entire restoration? Mr. Burke?
742.
742.
742. Okay, sir.
Yes or no? No. Yes, I did.
Give me a candy bar.
I'm an engineer. Paperwork is my life. Initial inspection. What we found. Playfield, good. Some missing paint down to the wood. Boards, complete. Not hacked. Some alkali damage. Cabinet, very good. Heads has some, you know, scores carved into it. You don't have to carve it yourself. Legs look nasty. Sprayed black. Footies worse. Two manuals. One a Xerox. Full schematics. Bumper caps were toast, extra set of plastics.
Okay.
Other things we found, hacked up locks on the head and door, filthy coin door, coin box area in the cabinet, filthy. Rusty lock bar receiver, flippers working well, flickering displays, one segment missing, no knocker, bottom popper not working, but it did score. Question, did Don sell or trade or will he give to the new owner the extra plastic set? 755. Sell it.
Okay.
Toss that man a candy bar. Coin door. Both locks drilled out. Ton of corrosion on the coin box components. Nasty looking coin door. Playfield damage. Some spots. Close up of the playfield damage. A little shooter lane. Yeah, just fair general dirt. So it's time to get to work on this thing. First thing, transformer and fuse board. Question, did we plug it in and fire it up? 0 hours spent. Did we carefully check each fuse and measure all the power supply voltages a 1 hour time? Yes or no?
806.
806.
Yes, what answer is?
Answer is? Yes. Yes is that we checked or pick one. Plug in and fire up or check.
No, but you put yes, no down there.
I
check. Yes, check. Thank you very much. Transformer fuse board, get in there. Get your meter out. Check all the fuses and voltages. You just put a lot of damage if you don't. Remove the evil NiCad battery. Let's get started on the repairs. We got some lamps out. Lots of weak and dead lamps. That's not the lamp driver board's fault. That's Bally's selection of sockets. So, we got one lamp that doesn't work, pop in an SCR, it's repaired. And then, we are hit with the storm of the century and my basement floods. Basically, had to spend 2 or 3 days pulling up carpets, moving all my stuff, and watching the water rise around the legs of 8-Ball. Got it all done, back to work. Disaster now strikes, disaster number two. Now, the game will no longer boot. The LED now doesn't give us 7 flashes. It gives us all the flashes we can take. So we check all the voltages in the boards, everything in good. In technical terms, this is known as we are screwed. It's time for MPU repair. Question. Did we order a nice new Altec Ultimate MPU board, $199.95? Did we order a Great Plains Electronics, $10 and 4.5 hour restoration kit for the reset section? Or did we send it out to one of the many fine repair shops for a mystery amount of dollars?
737.
737. $10. Answer? Time to email Ed at Great Plains Electronics and buy the Bally 35 kit. $10. There's our corrosion. It is not the worst I've seen, but it's in the general area. If the kit is going to do the job, we feel. Snip them out, cut them out, snip them away, and then you have spare parts. So you desolder. Don't have a picture of the desoldering. That's just prior to desoldering. Board, scrub the board with a 50-50 mix of vinegar and water, rinse with alcohol, and you sand it down to get all the gray crap off. Everything must be shiny, and you can see here, whoops, these are very fine wires called wire wrap wires that we use to repair the traces. put in the new parts. Here they are, all soldered in. Even turned the board upside down for you. And install. Notice I'm kind of getting a little sweaty.
I don't think so.
A little sweaty. But here's the good news. The board fires up. Here's smiling. Don's very happy. Okay, so we test the MPU board, and everything is back. We're back on track. Time for coin door repair. Beautiful coin door. This thing has swallowed a lot of beer and Coca-Cola over its life. This is just great. Typical. Question. Shall we leave the coin door? It's decent on the inside and nasty on the outside.
749.
I think, yeah, 749. He chooses two. Partial cleanup, 1.5 hours. You've got it. We do a half-ass cleanup job. Polish what you can see and leave the rest alone. You've never done that. I know no one in this room's ever done that. How about that completely black area where the coin box was sitting? So I scraped it. Didn't work.
He didn't scrape it. He just painted it white. That's all.
White, yeah.
No, he did scrape it.
The purists in the room are now passing out cold. Coin door, a lot of crud. Looks nice. Hit the wire wheel. Start to get some shine. Paint out that area in the coin door. Polish it up. We're starting to look pretty good now. And it's time to look at our lockdown bar. That is our lockdown. This is our lock bar receiver. It's just solid red rust. Question, did we leave the rusty receiver and dirty convex area alone? Well, you know that one. But did we leave the rusty receiver rusty? It doesn't affect gameplay. 0 hours. Or did we clean it up? It's been 3 hours.
8:10.
8:10.
8:10 left already.
773.
Oh, yeah, he knows the answer. Give him a candy bar. Yes, we clean up the rust and we paint the inside of the dirty cabinet. Why? Because the first-time pin buyer is generally buying one pin. They got to sell it to whoever they live with. It's got to come into their house. It's got to be appropriate for what they got. A little bit of red rust in a black cabinet, bad. Shiny, good. What do we do? Wire brush. Get that rust off. Take a brass brush and hit the bottom of the lockdown bar. This is the difference that you get. Now, it looks pretty good. Problem is it's going to rust, so you got to shoot it with a little leftover triple thick. So why not schedule this for the same day that you do some other stuff? So now we have to get some flippers. Nice. Here you see the old parts, the new parts, old parts, and the new parts. So we got the repaired flippers. Valley Flipper Rebuild Kit from Pinball Resource. Snappy flippers sell games. Socket repair. You want to jump in on any of this?
Go ahead.
Otherwise, I'll just keep talking all day. All right. We decided, and everybody knows, that Bally lamp sockets are just about the worst lamp sockets you can imagine. Everything was dull. Everything was flickering. Half the time, they wouldn't work. We decided that we would go through and repair every damn lamp socket. So this question has already been ruined. I shouldn't have. I jumped ahead. Whoopsie. Yep. Throw a candy bar out to somebody at random. We went and resoldered every controlled lamp. We moved the rivet under the barrel and the solder, every socket barrel to the bracket. So what we do is we hit it with flux. Take a big iron and solder the barrel to the bracket. And then we move the wire off the lug and we move it to that rivet on the center. Every one of the lamps is now nice and solid. However, check this out. Ooh, that's attractive. So just take a little foam brush and cut it down, put some Windex on there, go through and do that. Now some lock repair. Had to replace those. They were both completely toast. Bumper cap repair. They're nice. Melted through on every one of them. $15 and Gene Cunningham, and you're all set. Chime repair. Those are nice. You can open this up and show it to the guy. What is this? So, did we leave the corroded chime bars, or did we clean it up? 719.
719? Yes, sir.
719. Clean them up. Polish them up. Why? Shiny parts will distract the buyers from the things we never cleaned up. Ooh, pretty chime bars. Playfield cleaning, touch up, and wax. Okay, here's our playfield. After a scrub down, it didn't look too bad. This is before. And, of course, here we have our holes. So we had to move into playfield repair. Now, I'm a complete amateur at this. I've never touched up anything beyond grabbing a Sharpie. That's what we got to work with. There's Fonzie staring right at it. He's like, hey, fix that. Okay.
What's she staring at?
So I don't know what she's looking at. Question. It's touch-up time. Did we send out the play field? I don't know how to do this. Have it touched up, clear-coated, and do a complete swap over for $600 and 10 hours of work? Did we do a color match with enamel paints, airbrush, and seal with Varafane, $75 and 6 hours? Or did we buy some acrylics, match the color, paint, sand, polish, and cover with Mylar, $10, 4 hours? $782. Acrylics and Mylar. He's got a candy bar. Ah, so you head out to Michael's. And of course, Michael's sucks. They have a terrible selection. The people there are completely clueless. And so what we did is said, well, we headed to the fashionable part of town, went to one of those art stores where all the girls wear black and have all kinds of metal in their face, and they know what they're talking about. And they set us up with a bunch of acrylics and a flow controller so that we can get some brush strokes reduced. We cleaned the wear spots with naphtha, then we painted them white. Mixed the colors, and we tried green with blue, white, black. I threw anything in there. We painted on a plastic sheet, dried with a hairdryer, repeat 25 times, get completely frustrated, go upstairs and have a beer because you're getting nowhere. And you think, what's Phoebe's number?
Yeah.
So, there we are. I did this 25 times, didn't even get close. New plan, start with blue, add green and a tiny bit of black. 5 tries later and we've got it. Put the flow enhancer in to minimize the brush strokes. Use a wide brush and try and get as flat as possible. Block sand with 1500 grit. Polish with Novus 2. Wipe it with naphtha. It's looking pretty good for my amateur eyes. Now we get some Mylar half circles. Get a template. Cut them to size. Put on the Mylar. 3 coats of Meguiar's number 6 cleaner wax in the tan bottle. Looking good and shiny. Here we are drying and trying. This is getting close. And here we are. Put on the white paint. There I am brushing. There I am brushing and giving a little thumb action. And here we go. That is the patch in there. Took the black and touched up a couple of black lines that were missing. Did a little block sanding with the automotive 1500 grit. Polished it up. Wiped it down, and put on Mylar half circles. And that's what we got. 2 sides, and our play field is ready to rock. The Mylar, this is how we took care of this. We had paper templates, Mylar sheet, simply cut it out. I just happen to have an old Stern flipper button guard. Lay them out there, and pop them on. That they're actually in place there. Playfield polishing is just 3 coats of wax. This is what I use on this vintage of Playfield. It's Meguiar's cleaner wax in the tan bottle, number 6. Will not take any paint that is not oxidized and will do a good job cleaning and is very, very gentle on the old paints. Now a little leg repair. This is what we had. Question. Do we wire brush, prime, and paint the legs, $3 and $4.99? Or do we let them go? 0 hours and $0. 804. Survey says, clean and paint them up. Why? Those nasty parts are going to put off buyers. Very simple. Please, do this. Put those on. Here they are, wire brushed down, ready to go. Primed. Uh-oh, what's this? Something got on the legs. I touched it with something on my fingers or something. Have to go back in with some sandpaper, clean that up. Here we go. We got the color coat on. This is a GM hammer tone from GM metallic gray from the auto parts store. Looks a lot like Bally Gray. Now we have to move to our back box inserts. There's our back box insert. Should we do anything to that? It's not going to affect the game. How about that display? It's got those smoke marks. Do we leave those smoke marks alone? Do we clean them up with Windex? Or do we take the door off, sand it, mask the openings, and spray it with new white paint? $7.93. You need a candy bar. Yay! While we're at it, we washed down the display boards with alcohol and water, cleaned them up to improve their reliability. Whoop. That's 15 minutes worth of Windex. I think that was worth it. So now we've got this, and everything's good and solid. Displays, washed down. We had a few flickering. Turns out the flickering and the one missing segment were nothing but cold solder joints. Touch them up for $0, and we were all set. Clean up the connectors with a pencil eraser. Now plastics. Here we go. This is the plastics washed, and here we have one half washed. That's how much dirt we had on it. Technique we use is I'll soak the small stuff, like posts and lane guides. And then what I'll do is I'll take Novus number 2, and I will smear it all over Fonzie's face, and I'll let it dry pretty much all the way. Meanwhile, spray Novus onto the other plastic parts, and I'm soaking these in the Wesley's bleach white. And then you hit them with your polishing wheel. So you've got the Novus smeared on these parts, you got the Novus 1 smeared on these parts, and you just buff off the almost dried Novus, and they look fantastic. Very quick and very easy. Takes all the scratches out. Now we got some stainless steel. You can see what the bar, you know, typical side rail was looking like. Hit it up with green Scotch-Brite, which is what you should be using to regrain stainless steel. And put a new finish on them. Cabinet, that's what was on the cabinet. A little bit of nicks and autographs from people. Touch them up with that black acrylic. And then we have the metal parts. Drop those in the tumbler. Once you get a tumbler, you'll be cleaning everything. Pull them out, clean them up. The problem with this is, these are so shiny, I couldn't even get a damn picture of them. And over here, every screw is going to have the polishing media will be packed into the screw heads, and you have to pick them out with the snap-on hook and pick set. Right, Glenn? Finishing up, other things we did but did not bore you with. We disassembled, cleaned, and reassembled POPs kickers, replaced the pop bumper driver transistor. We fixed wiring to the lower pop bumper, adjusted the shooter rod angle so it would actually kick a ball up there. We put a connector into the knocker wire because we find out that, whoops, people like knockers until they get the thing home and then somebody tells them, I don't like that noise. So I put a little connector in there so they could yank the knocker apart. Replaced every bulb with new 47s. Now, what does everybody think of those Ico bulbs? Aren't they great? Fantastic. I put all those bulbs in there and I've already replaced 10 of them so far. Those things are absolutely garbage. Question, do we seal the back glass, hour and a half, $3.50 worth of triple thick, or do we let it go? 738. Seal that back glass. Seal, as long as you cleaned out the garage to paint the legs, you might as well seal that back glass at the same time. Even though you're not going to keep the thing, at least somebody's going to have a nice long-lived back glass. Finish up, vacuum out the inside. Uh-oh, one thing left. The spinner has no graphics left. Well, I went onto the website. Somebody from Australia had scared off the guy who had the spinner artwork website. So I had to email him personally, and he sent me the image through the ether.
But we're asking nobody to tell Wayne that, okay?
But don't tell Wayne
that. We
don't
want him getting in trouble.
No, he can send it to me. He just wanted me to look at it. Okay. So we did the vacuuming.
You're illegal, is that right?
I'm illegal,
because you're selling it now.
No, I'm repairing my own.
I'm telling Wayne.
You better. Tell them to come up and see me. New footies, I think. 60 cents a pop. We should put some new footies on this thing. Printed out some nice score sheets. Cut them up. There's our spinner. And then, of course, Gary Flower says, well, I have two NOS ones. I'll bring them to you. I'm like, oh. I'd already fired up the printer. All done. Here is 8-Ball. And behind you, there is 8-Ball. So when we're done, you get to go down there and judge for yourself how well we did on this thing. Now, here's a few beauty shots. Upper play field, the game, lower play field, some nice, beautiful low angle shots. Now, let's talk about costs. This is what we had. Here's our cost drivers. Where's the big hitters? $27 to rebuild flippers, $15 for bumper caps. Number 47 bulbs ends up being $13 to replace all the bulbs in that thing. $10 for the rebuild kit, and the rest of everything else is pretty much under $5. Total parts costs, $400 game, $109 in parts. Game in parts, $509.44. Time? Okay. This does not include photography. This does not include log keeping. This does not include driving to Michael's and being pissed off.
And if you want to know, this presentation probably took 56 hours.
And this presentation.
Between two guys, my corporate headquarters, thank them for their overhead projector and their landline, their T1 lines that we talked to Don back and forth as we put this together. It was the most difficult. This is about 178 PowerPoint slides. Give you an idea.
Okay, now, wages. What's our time worth? You care to take a guess? You've all restored games, and you're all wondering, I put a lot of hours into this thing. My work, what's that? Minimum wage. Am I earning 20 cents an hour, or am I becoming a millionaire by doing this? What are we doing here? So I would like to put it out to you. Here we have a crowd of pinball aficionados, and I would like you to help give me, what, three prices? Tell me what you think this game would sell for at the expo. What would be an asking price when we put it out on the floor? Second one we're going to ask you is, what, private sale? What would we do for a private sale? And the third price is, what price would you put on this if you were putting it on eBay? Okay, so go ahead and shout it out. When we roll this thing out and this thing is for sale, I don't need to take this back to Milwaukee with me. Okay? You got the cash, you got the game. If I roll this out on the floor, what asking price would we put on this thing? $900, $800, $1,000, $1,200, $1,199. We'll paint any car, $1,199. $1,025. Okay, so we're homing in somewhere around $1,000. Okay, that's the expo price. Now, that the asking price or taking price? Asking, okay. What you're taking? Cash on the barrel head. $850? $900. Okay. Now, okay, price guide. Dave's looking at the price guide. Now, let's say you put this in the paper 2 weeks before Christmas. What are you going to ask? $1,500, $1,200, $2,000, $1,500, $1,800. Okay, that's coming up to about $1,500 or higher average. What's that got, Dave? $2,175. All right.
Sold.
$1,075. Okay, now what's your buy it now price on eBay? $25,000. I like you. $1,295. It's got Fonzie on it. I live in Milwaukee. Pickup only. Okay, $15. Okay, well, thanks. Here's what we're gonna find out. If we can get $1,100, you made $10.40 an hour. If you get $800, you're making $5.12. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, for $1,000, you're making $8.64 an hour. You're making the same money as a burger flipper. And it's trivia prize time.
But before we do that, I got a great idea. What do you guys think? if Rob Burke buys it for $1,000 and puts it in the charity auction on Saturday night. What do you think about that? Is that a... And you have to understand, you're only giving Don, what, $8.64 an hour?
Don't you value our relationship? Well, you know what? If there'd been a pinball in the tool chest, I would have done better.
Listen, that's a very fair question to ask me. But I know that this man just recently retired. So anyone that retires has money, a.k.a. cash. So guess who's going to donate this game to the auction? Thank you very much, Mark Pakula.
Hell no.
Nice job.
His partner, who has 50% stake in the game, says, no way. And get the hell out of the hall, Mark. You got any questions while we fire up the trivia?
Just X out the black.
Yeah, just clean the light bulbs. Yeah. I'll throw an extra box of bulbs in. Why didn't I just clean the light bulbs? I really think it's just simpler to take them all out and put them in instead of just evaluating light bulbs. He's asking about the green Scotch-Brite on the rails. The green Scotch-Brite is what people use to put the grain back into stainless. The stainless finish that you see, that's referred to as a scratch brush finish. It's done with a fiber brush where the brush is rotating and traveling. That's why you get those short little strokes of scratch in the scratch brush finish. The best you can do to duplicate that, you can use sandpaper, but we find that works a lot better with the green Scotch-Brite. You wrap it around a block. I'll sell you one for $150, and then you use short strokes, and that will duplicate. That's the best way to duplicate that scratch brush finish. Now, if you have big gouges that you need to get out, you have to start with like 60 grit in an orbital sander, 60, 100, 400, 800, 1,000 grit to get down to a very, very mirror finish, take out the scratches, and then you can regrain it with the stainless, and it'll look very, very close to factory.
Again, yes, Sam. You're retired, aren't you, Sam? Actually, I'm retiring in 2 weeks, but you're retired. Yeah. No. Don, why don't you handle it?
I have never tried that technique, but I'll try it the next time, and I'll see which one I prefer. So what Sam said is his technique is to take a leg bolt, to use it to push that little rivet down, and then you go around and wire brush that so that it makes better contact under the spring pressure, right? Am I paraphrasing you correctly? Yeah, as opposed to snipping the wire, cutting the wire, fluxing the thing, and soldering it on.
Because as they lose, they'll come up.
So give it a try. If it works better, then don't do it my way. Anything else? Okay.
Okay, so Rob, you want to pull a number, please?
758.
758. And stand up, please. Hey, Jay. Okay, Rock and Roller Pinball.
Did they make more of Last Action Hero or Scared Stiff? Last Action Hero.
Come and get a candy bar.
Next number.
763.
Go ahead, Liz. You can answer a question. Nope. Okay, 763, did you say? 763.
Is that you? Okay.
Ross. Doctor.
What do you want? Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball. Did they make more of Tommy or more of the Shadow? Tommy. Tommy.
Come on up.
Come up and choose a prize.
Okay, Rob?
718.
718?
Pinball, rock and roll.
783, okay.
Pinball. Did they make more of Stargate or more of Maverick? Maverick. Stargate, come and get a candy bar. Next. 783.
Okay. Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball or rock and roll? Rock and roll.
Okay, Eric Clapton played a guitar on Bob Mealy's I Shot the Sheriff. True or false? Okay. False. Candy bar.
778.
Okay.
Robert. Rock and roll for whatever you get.
Okay, what is the name of the band Keith Richard formed in the 80s?
Because Bob doesn't know anything about rock and roll.
Yeah.
Choose anything off the table.
796.
You're right there. Okay, Mr. Shelberg. Which did he sell more, okay? Adam's Family, okay? Or World Poker Tour, right? Okay. No. What do you want? Rock and roll or pinball?
Did they make more of Popeye or D.E. Simpsons? Simpsons.
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 Come on up, get a hat. Go ahead, bro.
760.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Rock and roll or pinball?
Pinball. Did they make more of Fishtails or more of High Speed 2 Getaway? You may consult with your, yes. High Speed. Fishtails.
Okay, 819?
Up okay. Here.
Oh, no. Vince.
Okay, Vince.
Rock and roll or pinball, Vince?
Pinball. Did they make more of Congo or more of Who Done It? Who Done It? Enjoy your candy bar. 735.
Okay, go ahead. Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball. Did they make more of Johnny Mnemonic or more a Circus Voltaire? The two most unpronounceable pinballs known to man. Johnny Mnemonic, he says. Remember, you win.
7:30. Yes, sir.
Pinball, rock and roll. Pinball. Did they make more of Gilligan's Island or more of Monster Bash? Hey, little buddy. You win.
807.
Pinball, rock and roll. Rock and roll. What does AC/DC mean? Australian Children Dingo Chow or Alternating Current Direct Current? Remember, this is a family show. Alternating Current Direct Current. Yay, you win.
747.
Pinball. Did they make more Indiana Jones or more Twilight Zone? Indiana Jones. No, it's Twilight Zone. Candy bar for you.
726.
You want a pinball or rock and roll? Did they make more of Popeye or more Medieval Madness? Popeye.
Your winner. Next.
740. Right here. Pinball. Did they make more Doctor Who or more Creature from the Black Lagoon? It's the Creature. You win.
818.
Okay.
Pinball, rock and roll. Rock and roll. The band Kansas is actually from Missouri. True or false? True. False. Candy bar.
701.
Pinball, rock and roll. Rock and roll. Peter Frampton. You want to read this? Peter Frampton was once a member of this band. Small Faces or Humble Pie? Humble Pie. You win. 752. Way back. Pinball. Did they make more of Gilligan's Island or more Scared Stiff? Scared Stiff. Sorry, Skipper. It's Gilligan. You get a candy bar.
709.
Pinball. Did they make more Popeye or did they make more Dirty Harry? Dirty Harry. It's Popeye again. You guys don't learn.
Thanks.
717.
717. Right here. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball. Did they make more Jurassic Park or more Funhouse? Funhouse, you big sausage.
771.
771.
Yep. Phoebe. Oh, Phoebe.
Did they make more Rescue 911 or more Flintstones? Answer, Flintstones. You get a candy bar.
782.
Rock and roll. In the 60s, Ted Nugent and Bruce Springsteen played together in a band called the Asbury Dukes. True or false? Answer, false. Candy bar. 794. Okay. Rock and roll.
The band Jethro Tull is named after an 18th century inventor of the sea drill or the lead singer flute player Jethro Tull.
We have a winner.
Okay, next.
801.
Rock and roll.
Which one of these three singers did not fire their band? I know Rob had this last year, Rob Hayes, but this is my favorite question because can you believe two people on top of the world walk away from the band that's the one of the best of the century? Who is it? You know already. Meatloaf didn't walk away from Meatloaf. There is only one Meatloaf. It's a trick question.
Loaf, loaf, loaf.
Loaf, loaf, loaf.
745.
Just throw it.
7:45? Rock and roll. Oh, we got rock and roll fans here.
The House of Rising Sun is in Chicago or New Orleans?
Answer is New Orleans. You get a prize. 737. Pinball.
Did they make more Dadey Star Wars or more World Cup soccer? Yes.
Yes. Trust the force. 731. Right here. Mr. Knight. Pinball. Did they make more of Street Fighter 2 or Medieval Madness? He says Medieval Madness, but it's ouch. Candy bar for you.
Next.
He's on a diet. 799. Right here. Pinball, rock and roll. Pinball.
More road shows or cue ball wizard? Road show. Candy bar for you. Next.
797.
Okay. Which one? Rock and roll or pinball?
Pinball.
Okay. Did they make more Monster Bash or more Checkpoint? Checkpoint it is. Okay. Next.
772.
Okay. Yes, sir. Which one? Pinball. Did they make more Ninja, Teenage Mutant
Sing
Ninja?
Sing it.
Hey, or No Fears. Turtles, he says. No fear.
Oh, no fear.
791.
Oh, and you can't use the book if you pick pinball. They look up the numbers.
He takes rock and roll. Of course, he knows nothing about music at all. But.
Which one of these famous guitar players did not play in the Yardbirds? Jimmy Page? I know, we had that last year too. Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, or Jeff Beck? Jimi Hendrix, of course, you wouldn't know that.
788. All right, pinball or rock and roll? Pinball. Did they make more of Shack Attack or Attack from Mars? Which? The Mars. Attack from Mars, but only by... Go to the next one. 45 games. So pick something, prize off the table.
769.
Pinball, rock and roll. Pinball. Did they make more Safe Crackers or more Champ Pub? Safe Cracker.
768.
Okay.
Pinball or rock and roll? Rock and roll. Oh, we're out of. You got a pinball question coming, my friend. Did they make more Lethal Weapon 3 or more Indy Jones? Lethal Weapon 3. Yep, it's Indy. Kind of candy bar.
732.
How are we doing on time? 732. Right here. You get pinball. They make more Junkyards or more Teed Off. No, you don't have to answer how many. You get the prize.
You get your prize automatically, but take a shot at how much.
Take a shot. Guess. 50. 500.
Which is it? 816.
Pinball or rock? Pinball. Okay, yeah, you get pinball. Did they make more Hook or more Theater of Magic? Theater of Magic. It's Hook.
Come on,
get a candy bar.
Get a candy bar if you want one.
$7.98. Right here. Did they make more Black Rose or more Gilligan's Island? Gilligan's Island, yeah! Finally, take a prize. We're actually, for the first time in our lives, going to run out of questions.
That's okay. We're going to keep pulling.
What number is it?
805.
Did they make more of Cyrus Voltaire or Batman? Or some game close to the spelling of Cyrus Voltaire? Say Batman. Answer is Batman.
817.
Oh.
Could you please have her stand up?
Force her to stand up and we will mock her. No. All right. Did they make more of Cactus Canyon or Cactus Jack? 50-50 shot. Cactus Jack. It's Cactus Jack. Come on and pick
up
a prize. Wasn't that bad, was it? I'm sorry.
773.
Mr. Anderson. Did they make more Champ Pubs or more Water Worlds, your favorite game? Water World. It's Water World.
Twister.
759?
Okay.
Did they make more of Master or more of Master? We are out of questions. Come on up and pick a prize.
Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to just keep pulling numbers and you get anything on the table. Because we're just going to get rid of all the stuff.
705. 795. Grab something off the table. 722. Now, remember, 8-Ball is for sale. We encourage you to get up, go back there, take a look at it. And if you're interested in buying it, let us know. We will include this cheesy, handmade, off-my-computer certificate of authenticity, which reads, this 1977 Bally 8-Ball was restored for the 2000 Pinball Expo.
Okay,
and it has been hand-signed by Mark Bakula.
What we're going to do now is Rob's going to pull 742. Is that person here? Okay, come on up and we've got four figurines for you. Now, Rob, this is...
No,
723. This is the big one. 723. You got a ticket? Come on up. And that's the play field. What? Well, that's it. And I'll tell you what we got. We got a bunch of candy bars. Anybody want one? No, we'll just throw... Don, you want to give them out? Listen, we want to say thanks to Rob for letting us do this. This is about our eighth year in a row we've got an opportunity. We're encouraging you to come back and look at the game. And thank you very much for your time.